PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly episode number 55 for Saturday, March 22nd, 2008. I am your co-host, Douglas Bell, a.k.a. Fountain of Apples, Webmax 37.
And I am Edmund Rouse, the well-known Dutch author.
What?
This is David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life or Birdiezilla.
That was unexpected. I thought SHS had a claim on Birdiezilla.
Yeah, that's my nickname on IRC.
Okay, that was unexpected and interesting and very strangely reminiscent of last week's ridiculous episode.
By the way, for our listeners, if you have not listened to last week's episode, you should.
I've gotten more comments about last week's episode, David, than any other episode, and not necessarily good comments. We'll try to be a little more topical this week, we promise. We are back live once again here on TalkShoe. And if you didn't notice, we're doing this show technically an hour earlier because since the last time we were live, we had daylight savings time. So that's maybe why we don't have as many people here as we usually do.
We were on standard time last time.
Yes. So technically an hour earlier, though it's still 12 p.m. Eastern time. It's just, you know, whatever.
Well, that's just because the U.S. likes to jump onto daylight savings time a month earlier than everybody else.
I know. We're uncivilized. So for those of you who are listening to this and you missed the live show, just make a note of it. Thank you very much. We've been doing our listener survey, and I want to continue to encourage you to go and complete the listener survey. We've gotten about 25 responses already. If you go to phpbbweekly.net, there's a big link at the very top for fill out our listener survey. Helps us find out what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, things we could do better, things we can focus on, etc. One of the most frequent responses we've gotten so far, though, has been, could you please do an episode where you talk more about styles? And because David and I are both mod authors, he's on the mod team. I'm a former mod team members, so I do admit that we are sort of biased towards mods. So we wanted to take an opportunity to have a show to talk about styles, and we thought, what better than to have a style author on to tell us about what it's like for them. So we've invited Scott Stubblefield, who is the excellent style author behind the Mac and Scott and Jedi Knight styles, among many others. He's from realdealstubblefield.com, and he's joining us today. Hey, Scott.
Hey there, how's it going?
Great, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, how about you start, oh boy, the chat room is excited that we're talking about styles today. Today, Scott, how about you start by telling us a bit about yourself and how you got into PHPBB and writing styles for PHPBB?
Well, I'm a graphic artist. I've been doing that for about 15 years. Mostly in pre-press. And so most of my experience with graphics has been, you know, for the press, printing. Mm-hmm. I just kind of got into PHPBB and designing websites almost out of necessity. I started a website, a forum, about 4 years ago just for family and friends. I have family. My wife has family scattered all over the country. Mm-hmm. So it was just a way to talk with each other on the cheap. And, of course, now we have Skype. Yes. But, you know, there were a lot of cool templates out there. Of course, I didn't really know much about HTML or anything. So, you know, I installed some, did some things, changing the logos or whatever. But naturally, as an artist, I wanted to make my own. So I just started messing around with SubSilver, and, you know, eventually it just came to, word of mouth. People liked some of the things I did, so I started releasing them. But I never set out to say, hey, I'm going to start releasing styles here. It was just kind of happened.
So it's things you were messing around with and you started to share them and people started liking
them? Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, and looking back, some of them are pretty crude now. Actually, the very first one I released was called Sub Canvas. Mm-hmm. And all it really was Sub Silver with like a background pattern that reminded me of Canvas, hence the name. And I fooled around and made some menu buttons. But, I mean, it's not something I'm going to convert to PHPBB3, let me tell you. And then after that, I made Mac and Scott and tried to get a little bit more, experiment a little bit more. And then just from there, just went on.
I forgot to mention how you can be a part of this show like I'm supposed to. So I'm going to interrupt you, Scott, but just a reminder. If you're listening live to the show, we're live every Saturday at noon Eastern time, 16 o'clock GMT, UTC time, etc. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can feel free to come into the TalkShoe chat room. You do not have to be a TalkShoe member to do that. If you do, it's easier to see who you are. Or you can also call in and be a part of the show, ask either of us or ask Scott questions. Number for that is 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418. And we'd love to have you join us on the show if you'd like. And of course, our episodes are released on the day after we will air live, phpbbweekly.net. And of course, we are not necessarily affiliated with the phpbb.com teams. This is a thing we need to do separately on our own time. Okay, enough with that. Let's get back to talking with Scott. So that's how you got started with styles. What are some of the other how you started doing more and more styles? When I first started seeing your work, it was shortly after seeing the original Mac and Scott style a couple years ago. Mac and Scott 2 hadn't yet existed yet. But you were started doing some things like for Jedi Knights themes and pool hall themes and talk about that.
Most of what I've done mm-hmm. is just based on my own personal interests. I'm a Star Wars nerd.
Star Wars.
Uh-oh. Careful. David's a Star Trek nerd.
Well, I like Star Wars, too, as much.
There you go.
I love Star Trek. I've got a Franklin Mint Enterprise in my basement that I get made fun of sometimes, you know, but hey, 25th anniversary. Mm. Anyway.
I think we got a good friendship starting between David and Scott here.
Just keep talking, baby. but yeah, a lot of that stuff is, again, it goes back to when I first started designing just for myself, you know, my forum isn't really about anything other than just stupid chatter.
Aren't most forums like that?
Well, yeah, I guess. But I mean, some forums act, you know, at least try to be about something. You know, mine is, I mean, the main forum there is just called Random Stupidity, and that's pretty much what it is. But and because of that, I wanted things to look like what my interests were. Like, I'm a Mac user. I've always used Macs. Mm-hmm. That's where Mac and Scott came from. I shoot pool a lot, so the Pool Hall Junkies template came from there. You know, the video game stuff. They are things that interest me, but as I started releasing them, I found that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that will have a specific website or forum dedicated to, say, a gaming console or Star Wars or something else. And you see a lot, if you go to phpbb.com or phpbbhacks or these other places, you know, they're looking for a good template for the Xbox 360 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I try to hit that audience. Mm-hmm. So that's where a lot of that comes from.
What I find interesting and what really turned me on to your styles in particular is that a lot of PHPBB styles are not much more than a couple of tweaks of the default style, not more than tweaks of Subsilver, or as it's case named now, be Pro Silver. And what I like about your styles is that they seem to be very very different. You see, this looks like you've really made significant changes to really give these styles their own sort of look and feel as much as possible, that is.
It's interesting you say that. I have a lot of limitations when it comes to the web design. I have no formal training. I'm not really a coder per se. I don't know a lot about the coding.
Surprises me.
Especially my earlier work, was pretty much default sub-silver, but the difference being the graphics, how I would make the graphics, or maybe a couple little things to the overall header or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as I went on, I tried to, you know, be a little bit more aggressive. But part of the other reason why I try to not stray too far away is because you have a lot of people that, you know, the mods are all written for sub-silver and now pro-silver. And a lot of people, they don't know anything about code. You know, they just want this thing to work.
Mm-hmm.
They're going by the instructions. And, you know, I get a lot of questions about how can I add this button or how can I do this because it's not obvious in the instructions. So I try to keep those people in mind. That it's limiting sometimes. But then I also try to, you know, change it up a bit. I just did a template for Star Trek, and I took some more liberty. Actually, yeah, let me...
David, are you listening?
I'm always listening.
I'm going to post the link to my demo forum on this chat room, if I can find my window now.
I think it's phpbb3demo.realdealstubblefield.com, or if it's saved for phpbb2.
Yeah, there's one for two and there's one for three.
David, I'm looking at the Star Trek style right now. You probably have to add this to Star Trek Guide. It's really cool.
I also added Star Trek Guide to the little links. I added a little collapsible links button on the navigation bar. So you guys are there. I mean, you had to add it. It's Star Trek, you know.
Yes.
Okay,
I tried to think of links to add, and I was like, yeah, okay, we'll put that on there. So.
Yes. Okay. That's cool. David, do you want to ask anything?
Well, yes. Actually, I had a few questions. Here it comes. What do you like about styling for PHPBB3?
How's it been for you to transition from PHPBB2 styles, and now you're starting to do styles for Olympus?
The transition, I have my hair cut really, really short, so it's hard to grab, but if I'd be bald. it's a completely different makeup. It's a completely different structure in a lot of ways. By the time PHPBB3 came out, I pretty much had my groove on, you know, version 2 and how to bang stuff out. It used to take me a week or two to do a design. But it got to the point I could rattle one out in 2 days. Mm-hmm. I've gone back to that 2 week number.
There's a lot more files to change, aren't there?
Yeah, and there's more images to make, stuff like that. I miss parts of version 2.
Ooh.
But I mean, that's why I started, you know, in version 2.0.4, so I'm kind of used to it.
You became Douglas's new best friend.
Not necessarily.
But there are parts about 3 that I like that, and there's some more things I can do with it that I haven't really fully tried to experiment with yet, because for the most part, I've been trying to adapt my older templates and convert them over, it gets tricky because, you know, you've got it in your head. This is the way it's supposed to look. It's looked that way for, you know, 2, 3, 4 years. I've got to make it match.
Mm-hmm.
And then try to compensate for new features or new images, stuff like that. So I like the part that it's a little challenging. I'm still not completely comfortable with it yet. But hopefully as time goes on, I'll get better at it.
So it has been pretty much a learning curve for you.
Oh, yes. Like I said, some of these designers out here really know their stuff, and
mm-hmm.
mean, I can't speak for them, but I'm pretty sure, you know, some of these guys can just pick up and go because they know the coding side a lot more than I do. Where with me, it's a lot of trial and error, to get things to work. If I want to do something a little different, I mean, yeah, if I was just replacing images to put something out, then that's not that big of a deal. But, I want to try and, you know, give it its own little feel and look.
In PHPBB3, is there anything in particular that you think PHPBB3, in terms of making it easier or difficult for style authors to make styles, anything you like better in PHPBB3 versus PHPBB2, or anything you like worse in 3 versus 2, something like that?
Well, I like the idea. I think that on the back end in the admin panel, how you can export your styles out and make some changes or even, you know, swap out image sets and things like that. That's pretty cool. I've done that actually on my own form. My default template, and then I've got like hypercells and some other things that other members don't really like because of their browser. And don't get me started on browsers.
Don't get me started ever on browsers. Trust me. Don't you ever do that.
Go ahead. So I was able to, add a, you know, change some of the template coding, but then go back and use the buttons from the image set and all that without making a full blown template. Stuff like that I really like. There are a lot more files, like you said, based on the way they're built now with the config files and with the CSS, it's easier. In some ways, it's easier to manage things, a little bit less editing in some respects because of that. So I like that too.
Mm-hmm. We had a question from RBCP in the chat room. He wanted to know what program that you use to create images for your styles and how did you sort of advance? I guess he means get better at creating them.
It depends on what I'm doing. I use Illustrator a lot, Adobe Illustrator. So sometimes like the backgrounds for buttons or the table bars or whatever, I'll go ahead and make them. Sometimes in that, if I'm trying to be a little more critical, other times I'll just start right in Photoshop. Like I said, my background, I've been a graphic artist for 15 years, so as far as knowing the software, that's just something I've always been doing. So I know how to manipulate images pretty easily. So it's just more of coming up with something that, you know, when you have it in your head, it looks great. And then when you make it, and you just wasted an hour and a half. Oh, God. So, you know, like that Star Trek scene you see up there, I spent like a day tweaking those stupid little bars because every time I did it, I'm like, no, that's not right. I don't like the way that blend's hitting. You know, I'll get really anal about stuff like that. So
sometimes being picky is a good thing.
Right. Well, the Star Trek style, it's difficult because it's a dark style.
It is. Yeah, that's right. It's dark and... You know, some people don't like dark themes. How dark should I go? You know, what colors are going to look right? I mean, I tweaked around with the colors quite a bit just to get the links right so they stood out but weren't so glaring and, you know, popping out at you. So, I mean, I've been in as far as the images go. I don't know. It's just kind of second nature to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Illustrator and Photoshop.
Oh, David. So, sorry. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. What do you think? What's the hardest part about styling for PHPBB3?
Or just PHPBB in general?
Well, I'm specifically looking for PHPBB3 because he was a PHPBB2 styler.
Talk about both.
Yeah.
Well, for both, most of the code I do, I code by hand. So I have to. You know, I'm looking at these lines of code and trying to get it to look like what I have in my head. And of course, there's a lot of trial and error with that. That's going to be, you know, for both versions or for anything when you're trying to visualize. I mean, I've made other websites that had nothing to do with PHPBB, and, you know, I'll turn on Dreamweaver and make, you know, that's quite a bit easier. WYSIWYG's easy. I stay away from that because a couple of years ago, and I don't even know if it's true anymore, but Dreamweaver did really weird things to those TPL files because I would try it with that. And I'm like, well, I'll just go by hand. So that's pretty much what I do now. And that can get tricky if I'm trying to do something, you know, that goes against the grain of the normal layout. That can be tricky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I always designed the styles using the code side as well. Never the way you see is what you get editor, because the Dreamweaver preview always seems a little wrong. It's not quite like what you see in the browsers. Plus, unless you adjust it quite right, you know, it does adjust those like form tags. Like sometimes you have, you know, variables are uppercase, and if you don't set your settings right in Dreamweaver, it'll transition them to either all lowercase or all uppercase, either one, whichever you have in your preferences. So that has always made it difficult. But is really the I guess what I'm getting at is that, you know, I know there's a big difference between styling for 2 and styling for 3.
Yes, there is.
Yes.
And sorry, my thing popped up and said you lost connection with the server. I'm like, what?
You're still here. Go ahead.
I guess the biggest question I have is that, you know, is the difference between 2 and 3 not that it's more difficult to actually create the style for it, but that it takes longer because there's more files, more images, more, you know, more parameters that you have to put into 3.0 rather than the 2.0 styles?
I'm sorry, ask that again?
Okay, basically, my question is, you know, it's transitioning from 2 to 3, I know, is very difficult, and you said you're back up to like a two-week phase instead of being able to do a style in 2 days. Is that primarily because there are just so many more files and so many more images, or is the actual coding for it, the styling that you're doing, more difficult? Because I know like 3.0, you have, for example, ProSilver, it's got way more CSS than anything that came with default for 2.0, you know. So is that really the reason that is that what's caused it to be more difficult for you?
It's both. I mean, yeah, there's at least twice as many HTML files and images. So that's obviously going to add more time. Also, the way the pages display now, and there's a lot more switches involved where things are hidden depending on if you're logged in or out and these kinds of things. And I'm getting to the point where I found them all now, but because of some of the design elements I've used, I'll think I have a style done and then I'll, you know, preview it logged out, or I'll preview it, you know, in something else, and it turns out, oh, I missed something. Because when I was doing it, I was logged in and, you know, and I got to go find that code because, you know, it's that if hide or if show stuff. So there's a lot
All those new controls and things that they give you now in PHP BB3 for style authors, it's more than just the begin and the end switches and all the and loops and all that stuff. There's a lot more in there now.
Exactly. And you know, if you forget to look for that, then of course you're missing something. Like some of the design, I like to try and keep the tables, like the categories and separate tables, you know, with a little gap in the posts and all that. And that's where you see a lot of those switches. And so, mm-hmm. you know, if you've got something that's a forum link instead of an actual forum, you know, there's a separate thing for that. There's a separate switch that has that table. So I could miss those little table bars and shadows and stuff because I was looking somewhere else. And you don't see it unless you make a link. You know, stuff like that. That gets tricky. I think I've found them all now, but, you know, Lord knows somebody's going to post and say, "Hey, why does this look funny?" My site, oh, I missed one.
Yeah. We're all human. No one's perfect. Life moves on.
Now, Scott, do you prefer styling based on the ProSilver style or based on the SubSilver 2 style?
I have not attempted to do anything based on ProSilver because when the Olympus beta was out, I took a look at it. And I saw there's like 14 CSS files and all this stuff. I said, "Whoa!" So
there's the whole thing where you have a tableless view for the, you know, the view topic page and all this fancy table, fancy CSS stuff.
Right, and there's no tables in that. You know, yeah. Used to working with that.
X-Reaction in the chat room said that ProSilver is a CSS headache, as he calls it.
What I like about ProSilver as opposed to like SubSilver 2, this is just, of course, my preference, but I, first of all, like designing in tableless design, you know, XHTML 1.0 strict and stuff. But the fact that instead of modifying the template to make a new style, you modify the CSS using without having to modify any of the template for most everything that you can do. So that, which actually brings me to my next question. Are most of the changes that you make template-based, or are they CSS-based, or really both?
It's both. One reason why, well, there's a couple reasons why I've been only using SubSilver 2 is, one, most of my old, all my old templates are, you know, from version 2, and they're all table-based.
They're all SubSilver-based, obviously.
Right, correct. So in keeping with that look, I'm staying with it for now. The other thing is that's what I'm still familiar with. Like I said before, I'm not really a coder. My strengths lie on the graphic side, not the coding side. However, I have started introducing like the div tags now. Instead of making table rows and adding other tables, I'm using div tags, stuff like that, playing more with the CSS as a way to transition me. I would like to get to the point where, you know, it's built like ProSilver. So I'm in a transition phase myself. And every time I come out, make a new style, I'm trying to add more on the CSS end as opposed to changing the actual template files.
So in a way, all the styles you do are kind of like practice or training type things that you do for yourself in a way.
That's right. And every style I make is just a practice for the next one.
So that by the time you make your 10th style, you're pretty darn good at it.
I don't know. I try.
Maybe. And then when you're an expert, you can go back and fix all the other ones.
Yeah, I actually thought about doing that, and then I said no.
It's a wonderful life, isn't it?
Like what I've done with the PayPal mod, I think I've recoded that thing twice now.
And it's still not that good, right, David?
No, it's good now. Oh. I just need to get it out.
Oh, there you go. I'd be curious, Scott, if you could talk about, like, I assume, unless I'm wrong, that you do not do style design as your full-time job, correct?
No.
What do you do for a living, and how do you try to fit PHP BB work, style work in with all of that?
Well, I panhandle on the weekends. Because prostitution is just too dangerous.
Okay, not with the Spitzer scandal. Okay, Spitzer's gone. Move on.
I freelanced for the last 5 years. Prior to that, I worked for a composition house that we did. I did the artwork for textbooks for companies like Prentice Hall, Houghton Mifflin, McGraw-Hill. So if you're in college or high school or graduated not too long ago, it's a very good chance you... Then I got out of that and started freelancing, and that's really about the time I started working in PHP BB. Now I've gone back to working for the man, so I have a lot less time. I work for Solo Cup now, the people that make beer pong cups.
Interesting.
I have no idea what that is.
Solo, isn't that, don't they make like those plastic, cups you can drink out of?
There's a lot of plastic cups you can drink out of.
Those ones that see Solo on, the big tall red ones.
Yeah, those. Huh. But we also we do the cups for, for Burger King, McDonald's, if movie theaters, the popcorn buckets, all the artwork. We've done the artwork for Revenge of the Sith when that came out. You get the value meals or whatever whatever Taco Bell, Burger King, whatever.
Okay, Scott, I'm never going to go to fast food restaurants again without thinking of you. you have officially ruined fast food restaurants for me for the rest of my life. Hey, someone's got to do those jobs, right?
So yeah, that's what I do now.
Cool.
So it doesn't leave me a lot of time to do the design work, but I try and fit it in when I can.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm still in school, but it doesn't leave me any time to do modding work. Yeah.
Okay. Some of us don't have any time to do modding work at all, and we
yes,
do it.
Exactly. That's why I do this podcast, because it's convenient for my schedule. David, do you want to ask anything else?
That pretty well sums it up. Scott's styles are – Scott, your styles are probably some of the best I've seen for 3.0 based on the – on table design, which is saying a lot because those – you know, I know that's not – definitely not easy with as many files as you have to change if you do it based on the templates.
It's like David's trying to compliment you the way he would compliment someone for having a cool-looking PHP BB2 site. He does it with reservations.
No, actually, no. I'm really impressed. No, they are really good. But what I wanted to say is I would just really encourage you to get into ProSilver, just primarily for the reason that it's – I think it, if you get into the CSS, it might be easier for you because that's where your design is instead of the templates.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's on my to-do list, certainly. I want to try and keep current with what's going down and everybody's moving just towards strictly CSS or mostly CSS. So, you know, again, it's one of those learning things, trying to make something, trying to learn at the same time. I'm trying to graft myself in. I'm still mostly focusing on the older stuff, which in some ways would be easier to just if I just base it off of SubSilver 2 for obvious reasons. But yeah, that's definitely a goal of mine, is to completely move over to a ProSilver.
Mm-hmm. Someone in the chat room asked earlier if you could share any tips or suggestions you have to brand new style authors for PHP BB?
Run. No.
That's a good tip. I like that.
That would be the tip I would want.
I would say that I've always had more success with designs if I do what I like, what I would like for myself. There have been times when I've try to design to appeal masses, so to speak, some of the generic stuff. And it's hard to guess what, you know, what everybody's going to want. Mm-hmm. And you might have a lot of people that say, hey, this looks great. And you think, I don't know, man, because it's not what you would want on your forum per se. So I would say that you need to have a definite idea of what you want in your head. It may not turn out to be quite what you planned. In fact, oftentimes it doesn't. But you need to make something that you like, because otherwise you're not going to feel like finishing it. I mean, trust me, I've got a dozen unfinished templates that I started because I felt like, you know, I should make this, or a lot mm-hmm. of people asked for it, and I just really wasn't interested in it.
Yeah.
I think my work is better when it's something I actually have an interest in.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be what I would say. Make it as if you were making it for your site, that's your forum.
You know, Douglas, I actually found that out on Start to Guide because we had a ProSilver, and then we're like, okay, we want to install a unique style. So we installed BF Vista, you know, based on the Microsoft Vista, and we had a lot of people like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. And a lot of people are like, ooh, that's awful. I hate it. So they go back to ProSilver and like, okay, well, that means I can't lose ProSilvers. Then we get Sniper Blue Style, and a lot of people are like, love that style. Other people are like, oh, hate that style. And so, you know, now we have like five styles installed, and everybody likes and dislikes others, so we can't get rid of any single style.
Now that we've talked to Scott, you'll probably have a couple more styles going up there now, too.
Yeah, like the Mac OS X style. That'll kind of offset the BF Vista style now.
No, people are going to be, I like the other one better. Or the Star Trek style, oh, I like the other one better.
That goes on at my forum, too. There was a point where I had every design that I made. And then, of course, if there's an update, and you remember that string of PHP BB2 had an update every 3 hours, it seemed like.
Not quite that bad. That, close.
That was a pain. So I actually got rid of them all and kept one. I said, if you don't like it, tough.
Yeah.
One of you. online.
That's you really have to make an executive decision in those cases, or take a vote. That's what I was, take a vote, see what everybody likes, or you know what their favorite is. But one, you know, it's like one thing that I that makes it difficult for us is that we have all these mods installed that use the templates that are outside of the website. So you know, it's like every single style we install, we have to maintain it continuously as we continue to install new mods, which makes it difficult because it's not just your vanilla 3.0 installation.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Yeah, that's another issue too. When you want to add something, I have a couple of mods installed, an arcade and stuff like that, and I'm like, geez, I've got four styles up now: the Star Trek, the Lost. I don't know if you guys knew I did a Lost style.
Yes, I saw that. That was the first style that popped up.
Yeah.
Again, that was another example of I really like the show. There were no styles out that dealt with it, but there are a lot of forums. So I said, hey, I'll make one. Hey. So, and yeah. I've got
a couple of people in the chat room like the Lost style too, apparently.
Yeah. After I made it, I said, man, I hate that color, but.
Oh, I did too, but it's cool.
Once you've had too much of something.
I like the little icons that are the 10800. I like that. That's cool.
Thank you. The color came from, I really wanted to use that logo. It was from the first season in the header. And that pretty much dictated the color. So I just went from there.
Yeah.
That's another thing, a tip for new designers. Sometimes you're not going to be able to force it. Sometimes if you say, hey, this is what's going to be for the logo, or I really want to do this, it's going to dictate things like color or even font issues. I mean, you can't have like Comic Sans working with something that's really high-tech and sleek. That's just not going to work. So that's one of those things you need to think about, is what's going to work well with others, even down to things like fonts.
One thing I wanted to quickly ask David, since he's the only team member around, because I've had a couple people that wanted me to mention this question, which perhaps David can answer, perhaps he can't, but there were a lot of people who were asking me about the phpbb.com styles database for phpbb3 and how long it's going to be before they start putting stuff up there.
Poke Igor. No, well, I don't really have an update on it, actually. Igor is kind of in charge of working on both the database and the demo for 3.0 and 2.0 styles, and we're still – I know he's been doing some work on it, and I see the progress, but I don't know when it will be ready, obviously, and I don't know how far along they are. It seems like they're really close, though, but that's my best update I can give you.
Hmm. Well, hopefully they'll get it up soon. Yes. Anything else that anyone in the chat room would like to ask Scott? Because we're starting to run out of our own questions. They can feel free to type away, and we'll feel free to pass the word on. Scott, was there anything else that you wanted to say or suggest to the people in the audience who might be listening and wanting to, you know, learn more about style, design, etc.?
Well, first, I would like to say that I appreciate everyone that uses the stuff I do and likes it. That's I say that humbly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounded dumb. But I
say it humbly.
Well, I appreciate it. I get a lot of people that come to my site just to say thank you, and mm-hmm. I appreciate that because I don't get paid for any of this, obviously. Sure, George Lucas and Bill Gates would have something to say if I charge. But it's always neat to see a design of mine, you know, on somebody's site. That's cool. I'd also say that if you are looking to design your own or want to start getting into it, a couple other guys you might want to check out is Cyber Alien. I can't pronounce his first name, but those of you who have been in the PHPBB for a while, no, it's Mr. Trushkin.
Yes,
you should check out a lot of his stuff. He knows his stuff, mm-hmm. and a lot of his stuff's very sleek, very clean, very very easy on the eyes.
He's at phpbbstyles.com. We've mentioned one or two of his styles before on the show.
He's
Vlaskov, Trushkin. There you go. Just use Trushkin. It's no wonder he goes by Cyber Alien. Yeah, that's a whole lot easier to pronounce. Yeah. Unless you know how to say it, because you can't tell from the spelling.
Well, we're sorry, Cyber Alien, if you're listening.
I'll let you guys butcher his name.
You were saying, Scott?
You might want to take a look at some of his stuff. There's a guy named Mighty Gorgon. I've seen some of his stuff. Looks pretty cool. Again, similar in idea of sleek, easy on the eyes type of thing. Check those guys out because, I've looked at some of their stuff, not extensively because, I'm just too busy to really do that, but they seem like they really know what they're doing. I could learn a lot from them. So the best thing to do is just look at what people are doing, pick it apart, and then try and figure out, okay, how can I, I see what they're doing. How can I do that? And, maybe you'll get some insight, or maybe you'll just say, screw it.
Yeah, if you say so.
I do have time.
Yeah. Like you said, in order to do something, you really have to want to do it. You have to like what you're doing. So, yeah. So that's what we have to do. We're going to move on briefly before we wrap the show up with our mod of the week and style of the week. The mod of the week is we had to mention this as soon as this showed up, and so this past week the quick reply mod for PHP BB3 finally showed up. So it's, I think, just the first of what's sure to be many quick reply mods that'll be appearing in the mod database.
Wait, don't we have several of those in there
for the PHP BB3?
Yeah, we should have several.
There are several already.
Yeah, there should be. Well, there should be two now approved on database. Because let me look. Go ahead and tell them about the.
Here's style. The one I've got. It's when I found because it was posted this weekend, so that's why I saw it. It's by RxU, and it has a quick post form and in the view forum places, and also a quick reply form view topic. That's interesting because not only does it have a quick reply, but it lets you do a quick post box. So it's got one on the view forum page. You can do a quick post there as well, not just a quick reply. And apparently it lets you customize it in the admin control panel, lets you quote selected text, and all that wonderful stuff. And so it's a quick reply mod. I'm sure most people know what a quick reply mod does. Amazing. So this is by RxU, and you can download it from phpbb.com. It will be linked. It is linked in the chat room, and it will be in the show notes at phpbbweekly.net. It's quick reply for PHP BB3. David apparently also found the other one.
Yes, I knew it was in there. Evil Quick Reply by.
Oh, we've talked about this before. Evil yes. Quick Reply.
Yeah, see, I knew we featured it before too.
Yeah. Okay, there goes my memory. But see, that was 4 months ago. So the invasion of the Quick Reply
has begun. What's nice, the mod database definitely has gotten, for 3.0, has definitely gotten a lot bigger. I think we're up to 62
65
mods.
It says. Well, three of them are sticky, so 62, yes.
Yeah, 62 mods for 3.0. Mm-hmm. So we got a good number in there. That's good.
It's only been 3 months since 3.0 came out?
Yeah, it has been.
I'd have to agree. The style of the week, I think we pretty much came to a decision of a style of the week during the show. We're going to have to nominate Scott's Star Trek style as the style of the week this week.
Because we did the Mac OS X style before.
The Mac and Scott style is what it was called.
Yeah, which is actually my favorite.
Yes.
That is my favorite style.
Yeah, but it's got – I don't know, Dave, if you notice on the Star Trek style, if you reload the style a couple of times, you'll see that the header image actually changes to a different shot of the Enterprise at a different location. Each time.
I didn't notice that. I'll have to look.
Yeah, you'd have to reload a couple of times, but it actually alternates with various places. He obviously has spent a lot of time studying the little lapels that those Star Trek guys wear that you talk into.
Communicator.
Yeah, communicators. I would recommend not trying to click on the communicator on here and trying to talk into it, because you will not get very far. And if someone sees you doing that, they will probably want to have you sent in for examination. So it's not a functional communicator. So use the forms to communicate, not the little button.
I had some requests too with this style, because obviously some people aren't a fan of the original series as much as they are the Next Generation or DS9, and I couldn't really, you know, I have my limitations. I can't make one for everything. That gets to be too much. So what I did was, you can download Photoshop PSD files, and I included the fonts for the different series, and as well as different files for each font. So if you wanted to take your time and go in and remake all the buttons, but you want it to be about DS9 mm-hmm. or the Next Generation, they're all there with the colors and the gradients and all that stuff. You just have to go in and type and save. But there I did go. Do that for other people that would prefer, you know, one of the different series.
There you go. I like that. It's interesting because what you did on this dial is you actually did not do what most of your themes have, putting the bar with all the links on the top. You actually have it in the left side, sort of as a semi-portal format, although it kind of fades out eventually, but it's kind of interesting how you do that.
So now I have to ask...
Go ahead, David.
I have to ask you, okay, I'm seeing the status inactive. I'm guessing, is that like online, offline?
Right. If you're logged out, it's purple, and it says that when you log in, it turns gold.
Ooh.
It says status active. Fancy like stuff.
That's also on the view topic, because there's a status inactive on there. I'm guessing that's when the user is online, it'll show status active.
Affirmative, David. Yes. Okay. Well, if you like Star Trek, here you go. We'll get a. As for a link, you can. The best thing I can is I'll have a direct link in the show notes, because what I pretty much decided to do for this week's style is we'll pick one based on what we talked about with Scott today. But you can certainly go to realdealstubblefield.com and go to where it says PHP BB3 style releases, and you'll see the link to the download, and we'll have a direct link posted at phpbbweekly.net along with the show notes for this show. And that's going to start... closing up the show, of course, going through the usual closing procedure. Our website, as we've mentioned many times, is phpbbweekly.net, where you can find all of our past episodes, show notes for this show, links for everything we've talked about on this show, all that other wonderful stuff. And, of course, you can fill out our listener survey, where you can tell us a bit about what you think on the show. It'll help us to focus and what we want to do with the show so that it really... reflects what you, the audience, wants to hear from us. So you can do that. And, of course, you'll be entered into a prize giveaway that we'll be doing in April or May. Of course, our PHP BB Weekly forum is at StarTrekGuide.com, where the discussions and interaction continues off of the air. Our next episode will be episode number 56, next Saturday, March 29th at noon Eastern Time, or 16 o'clock UTC. We are going to be doing something special for next week's episode, but I'm not going to tell you yet because it's going to be a surprise.
It's even a secret for me. I didn't hear about this.
Well, I've met David. I'm going to tell you a little after. You've already heard a bit about it, but
I probably have. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk with you afterwards about it. But you'll want to be here for something kind of interesting that we're going to be doing. So you'll find out about that. And, of course, PHP BB Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network for other great technology podcasts. Check out techpodcasts.com. Scott, thank you so much for joining us. It's been great to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
And we actually kept it at about 50 minutes, so this is one of our shorter interviews.
That's not bad. That's actually, good, because I have to go skiing now.
Yes. I actually counted, David. This is the 10th interview we've ever done on PHP BB Weekly.
Is that all?
That's all.
We like to keep it up every two or three episodes.
Well, it's been like every five now. You know, our last one was on episode 50. We had Patrick on. That was great.
Yeah, though I tend to have quite a few Monty members on when I'm doing the podcast alone. So that adds up too. But technical interviews.
Technical, yeah. Technical. Okay. And once again, thanks, Scott. So everybody for those of you celebrating, have a happy Easter or happy Passover or whatever holiday you may or may not be celebrating. And that wraps it up for us, and we'll see you all next week. Bye, everybody.